Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Up very early in the morning was a good thing, you know,
the chickens get up, and they often say get up with the chickens. But my grandmother had chickens, so you get up early in the morning. And I even get an opportunity now to watch the sun rise on occasion, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like, and that I think we're part of nature. So I want to welcome every one of you all, and our purpose for being here every 2 weeks is to have the International Divine Intervention Day, where we're asking God to intervene into the affairs of humanity, because I just feel that we as man, we don't get it right. And so what we need to do is we need to ask God to intervene. God, intervene into our affairs. And then we have the Miracle Prayer Day, which is today's program, where if you're in need of a miracle, it can be health, it can be interceding for someone else, to intercede in prayer for someone else. Or you yourself, if it's for finances, your children, your family, co-workers, friends, your spouse, your significant other, it can, you know, you need prayer and you're wanting prayer. And every day, like we say, is a day of love. It's a day to just be grateful. And let me tell you, you want to change your life, change your thinking pattern. Change the way that you look at things. Change the way that your attitude. You really want to change your life? Change that. And be, instead of complaining or always gossiping or venting, you know, just be grateful. Be grateful. Say, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And just be grateful. And you're going to see a change in your life. All right, we're going to have our opening prayer this time, which will be done by Sister Pat Baldwin. Sister Baldwin, if you'll press 1, great, there you go. Okay, good morning, Sister Baldwin, and welcome to today's program. You're giving our opening prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Almighty Father, maker of heaven and earth, we come before you requesting your blessings of this program host and audience. We are asking for miracles. Only you can supply. Please give the desires of our hearts in a mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful prayer, Sister Baldwin. We certainly do appreciate that from you. This morning it is very important to you all. We're going to have some special music in a little while, but first, we're going to do our focal point this morning rather early. We're going to have our focal point done this morning, and that will be brought to us by Sister Carlene Diaz. Sister Carlene Diaz is going to be giving us our focal point this morning, and I thought it was necessary to do it early this morning because she's going to be talking about why should we love one another. Why should we love one another? And that's what she's going to be. And when you hear her thoughts on why should we love one another as Christ has loved us, I want you to think deeply about her message this morning. But first, I want to have us go into our music this morning by Elder Jude. I want to prepare to go in. Music, we're waiting for him to press 1 on his dial so that he can bring us this special music this morning, early this morning. So we want to say good morning to Elder Jude. Elder Jude, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Okay, Elder Jude, are you ready to go ahead and bless us with your music this morning?
Yes.
Okay, once we have Elder Jude sing this song, then we're going to go right into the focal point by Sister Carlene Diaz. Let me just make sure that we've got her in the queue. Good morning, Sister Diaz. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Good morning, Sister Diaz. Are you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So after Elder Jude gives us his ministry of music, then we'll bring you this morning for the focal point. Why should we love one another, the Jews?
Okay.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I know I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fear. Though by the path he leadeth, by one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Focal point. Okay, Sister Diaz.
Amen. Good morning. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
Okay, the title is Why Do We Have to Love One Another? Let's think about this question for a moment. Why is it important to God that we fulfill his command to have love one for another? Have we sat down long enough to ponder these words of life, love for one another? That still small voice still speaks to us every day in our daily lives, love for one another, even if they don't love you back, even if they hurt you, even if they curse you, even if they try to kill you, whether it's literally or figuratively, love for one another is the voice that I hear. Can you hear it? Let's go to the scriptures and find out more about it. For the sake of time, I'm only going to list the scriptures, but at your leisure, you can go ahead and read them thoroughly. Love is affection and reverence. That's the meaning that I got from the Bible Concordance. Leviticus 19:18, love thy neighbor as thyself. Proverbs 10:12, love covereth all sin. Matthew 5:44, love your enemies. Matthew 22:39, love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 24:12, the love of many shall wax cold. Today the world needs love more than ever before. We as Christians need to be the hand and feet of God, sharing his love with those around us who are in desperate need of love, to be displayed to them so they too can witness the goodness of God. John 13:35, have love one for another. John 15:13, greater love has no man than this. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. As I went further into try to break down what dissimulation is, dissimulation is, to me, love on display. It's a true, genuine love with no strings attached. The dictionary meaning says, dissimulation simply means the process of disguising, concealing, under a false appearance, in other words, hypocrisy. Our love should be without two-facedness or false front, according to the Bible. So we're supposed to have a genuine love when we're sharing the love of God. No hypocrisy. Galatians 5:13. By love, serve one another. Proverbs 3:12. Lord loveth, he corrects. Ephesians 5:12. Walk in love as Christ. Colossians 3:19. Husband, love your wives. Titus 2:4. Teach young women to love their husband and love their children. Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. 1 John 4:7, let us love one another. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. And my final verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. How can we give love to others? Love starts with us first. We are commanded by God to love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls and minds. We must be in deep connection with God. We must have a relationship with him that goes far beyond our capacity to even ask or think. We must spend quality time with the giver of life and love. Early morning, seek his face while the world sleeps. Ponder on his goodness. Be thankful for what he's done. Praying,
meditating on his word. In exchange, he gives and fills us with an abundance of his love, overflowing. We cannot keep it to ourselves, but we have to share it with one another. We will never run out of love if we stay connected to the life giver and the true source of love, a deep connection that no one can take away from us. This love relationship between God and us must be nurtured each and every day, or as with anything and everything else, it dies. When it dies, that's when we feel that we can't love. We turn to anger and hatred for one another. Our sinful nature rises up. It's never good. No longer living in peace with God and man, but a life filled with strife, disease, sadness, and woe. That's what it means to live in this sinful world without hope, without love. We are selfish in nature, and we are not capable of loving anyone but ourselves. God help us. But when we have his love, God's love takes us beyond this world. He elevates us to greater and higher things that we know nothing of. My challenge and plea today is for all of us to take inventory of ourselves, including me, and simply follow his command to love one another. All he needs is a willing heart, and he will help us to fulfill his command to love one another. Happy Sabbath, and God bless.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. It cannot have been said any better, you know, and as Elder Jude came on and sang, his eye is on the sparrow. If God can take care of that little bird, one of the smallest creatures out there, then he certainly, his love is demonstrated by taking care of that bird and those birds and the animals. Then we're his most precious possession and as human beings. Just imagine how much more he's willing to take care of us through showing his love. So that was a timely message. Why should we love one another? That Sister Diaz has presented to us this morning. I want to also give us our scripture reading today and the interpretation. This is what's to be done earlier, but we want to go ahead and do that at this point. Our scripture today is 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. But I'm not going to read them all, but I encourage you all today as our theme is operating in the spirit of love, I want you all to please purpose in your minds and your hearts that you will go in and read 1 Corinthians 13. It starts with, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity. And where you see that word charity, look at love. And love, as we know, charity can also be associated or connotated to giving, reaching out, supporting, you know, whether it's an organization or a friend who's in need or a family member who's in need or a mission or a ministry that's in need. So look at love as charity, as the word presents itself. And it says, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. You know, and it talks about in verse 4, charity suffereth long. You know, love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Love is not arrogant. Love is not proud in the wrong way. It's not proud and it's not pride or having that pride that you're better, that you have this narcissistic attitude. That's not what love is. It doeth not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. It's not easy. Love is not easily provoked, because the scripture before that says it suffers long. And love does not think evil. Okay? Love, in fact, beareth all things. It believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And when it says believeth all things, it's talking about the favorable things of life that God has given us. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Love talks about this. It talks about in verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. That means you matriculated. That means you're still developing, but you no longer operate the way that you did when you were a child. You put away even some of those things, like, for example, girls. And I remember my sisters playing with little dolls, you know, and the boys would play with soldiers, little soldier men or cowboy men. And so as we got older, we began to put these things away. You know, they were the childish things. And as you see now, parents will even buy their children doll babies and doll houses and soldier men and things of that nature and toys. But then as you get older, you begin to put those things away. And then verse 12 tells us, for now we see through a glass darkly. There was a time when we just in darkness means we didn't understand. But then face to face, now as we get older, I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. So, and then finally, it says, and now. The word and is a conjunction that means that something came before it. It came before it, and it's bringing it to the last portion. That's what the word and means. And now abideth, and it's telling you these things. Faith, the substance of things that's hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. And then it goes on to say hope. We're hopeful for a second coming, for the return of Christ. We're hopeful for that we can even pay our bills. We're hoping that our children will act right. We're hoping that we can be productive citizens of the United States or the world we live in. We have hope. We're hoping that we can pass the test. We're hoping that we can get this job. And then it says above all, and then it talks about charity or love. And it says these three things, faith, hope, charity. And we associate the word charity as love. It says, but the greatest of these, the most important of these, the most powerful of these is charity, is love. You see, when you have love, you know, faith will come with it. When you have love, hope will come with it. When you have love, you have joy. You have everything. So just as we talk today about operating in the spirit of love, I encourage each one of you, I charge each one of you all to keep this in mind, because the greatest of these is love. And once again, we want to thank Sister Carlene for that beautiful focal point. And she gave you scripture about love. And at the end of the day, God is love. God is love, and we don't want to forget that. God is love. All right, now as we move along with our program, we're going to bring a man who's near and dear to my heart, who has been a supporter of this program, this mission, and he's certainly receives God's blessings, as all of us do. And he's on the road from time to time. Almost every time we talk with him, he's on the road traveling, driving an 18-wheeler. And we certainly pray for God's mercy and grace on campus about him. And we want to go ahead at this point in time and welcome Brother Lorenzo to today's program. He's going to give us a brief testimony. Good morning, Brother Lorenzo. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well and full of God.
Okay, so Brother Lorenzo, if you want to go ahead and give your testimony. Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to say I've endured a lot of hardships during my life, and none more than me and my mother and my children being broken up. So I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and like a dark cloud bent over us. But now we've come together and talking about getting back together and everything. It's been like 40, but it's February the 8th is the 40 years that we've known each other. This is the first time that I fell in love with her. But now that I look back in my life, I've seen where the evil one has worked his wiles, you know what I mean? And as you grow older, you start to see things that you didn't see when you was younger. But now as we got older, we can look back and see times that, you know, that we wasn't in the Lord, and in a way just broke this evil doom in our relationship. You know, obviously got a great love for each other. And my granddaughter's birthday today, and I was supposed to give her a grand prayer today. So it's, my heart has been really, I've really been in prayer and meditation and working out and spiritual. It's been a lot of things going on with me this week. You know, my thinking back when my mother died, my father died, and my grandparents, and it seemed like all of those spirits are coming in within me. Everything that I've been taught, the whippings I used to get to keep me out of trouble, and being on the road now all the time and away from them. So a lot has been going on, you know. I take everything in the grain of sand, you know, in my life, and I thank God for everything, even the hardships in my life. But I have truly been blessed, you know, with four beautiful children. Let's say five, because she had another child by another guy, but I take her as my own, you know, so I can understand things that we talk about in this forum. I can relate to a lot of things, and that's why I love the show right here, because it gives you critical and reasonable thinking. And sometimes you can get clouded by the dark ones, you know, but if you dive into that word, and if you really want a strong relationship with God, he would give it to you. You would be connected to him. It's a bond that's unbreakable. And he would give you visions. He would let you see the dark one before he even come. And it's like playing chess. That you would be 20 moves ahead of him. And now I relate most of my life with moves in chess. Think before you move. Don't touch that man before you move. And then you start to see yourself on the chessboard of life. And in the spirit of the Lord. And that would give you your vision into things that are to come. So I want to thank the Lord right now. I'm feeling some kind of way now. He's really transformed me into a true man of God, you know. And I want to bless my family I'm going to see today. There's a lot going on with them, you know what I mean? My nephew recently tried to commit suicide. He was hearing voices in his head, so I have to talk to him today. There's a lot of things going on before I hit the road again. So, but I want to give all the glory to God and say that I love you, God. And I hope the vision that I have within myself and the bond of the Lord can be beseeched upon all of you that are listening to me in this forum. And I love you all, and thank you for hearing my testimony.
Well, Lorenzo, thank you so very much. You have certainly witnessed to our hearts, and we pray for your safety out there, and God has a lot that he's going to use you for. I feel that in my spirit, that he has a lot that he's going to use you for. And, you know, I've discovered that when we go through a lot of trials and tribulations and we think that the end of the world has come upon us in such a powerful way, and the enemy is wanting to just take us out, but mercy says no, God's grace says no, and God is just, whatever the enemy intends for bad, God turns that around and makes it to our own good. And the scripture tells us that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called by his name. And Brother Renzo, I can certainly say, throughout my trials and tribulations of life, I have clearly discovered that we are being prepared for God's greatness, that we can take that, our preparation, when we're putting on that armor of God, it's for the purpose of being able to help others who will also pass down or pass through that same journey of life. So God bless you, my brother, as you're out here and as the trials and tribulations come upon you, as it does all of us, and you come to clearly see the roadmap that God has for you. And God is grateful when you can identify with that, because he's using you to be a tremendous blessing to so many others. And we certainly appreciate you always. We're going to bring Pastor Roland momentarily just to say a few encouraging words and take about 2 minutes in just a moment to give us, before we go to our first prayer warrior. Let's go ahead and do that now and bring Pastor Roland just to say a few encouraging words for just about 2 minutes. Good morning, Pastor Roland. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you with us. If you just want to bless our hearts with just a couple of encouraging, inspiring words, just how good God is.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Walker. And I tell you, I just about got, you know, he said, man, ain't supposed to cry, but I just about got tears in my eyes with just hearing that testimony of Brother Lorenzo. You know, it was just so hard felt and everything. And I just want to say, you know, we are overcomers because Scripture tells us we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And in 1966, I was at a point in life, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had just, you know, barely managed to graduate from high school. I didn't graduate with my class, but I had to go, you know, take a few extra classes. But I did graduate, and I was trying to find my way out. You know how it is in the 60s. It's just hard to find, you know, good jobs. But the Lord blessed me and allowed me to join the Marine Corps. And I mentioned this testimony on the Blog Talk Radio probably about a year or so ago. And I went to the Vietnam era was going on. And, of course, I went to Vietnam and of course, I was a combat engineer, you know, people who, you know, build houses remove mines from the off the road to keep our trucks and logistical means of transportation clear so they can drive the road without them running over these mines and get bummed out. But, you know, the North Vietnamese, they were throwing these mortars in and so on and so forth. You might have remembered that testimony of Dr. Walker. But God was with me because I praised him, Lord, just, you know, keep me and bless me. And when other people were getting hit with these artillery and all these mortar rounds, you know, God protect me and he kept me. And for a reason and a purpose, you know, we always say, Lord, if you just help me to navigate through this, Lord, I'm just going to really, really give my life to you, because my grandmother had put the seeds of the Lord in me. You know how those grandmothers are and teach you and tell you about the Lord. But anyway, he kept me. And other people was getting hit by these artillery and mortars that came in. God blessed me. And all throughout that time, you know, even not only when we was out there mining the roads, you know, looking for these mines that the Vietnamese had planted to try to blow up American trucks and stuff and logistics, you know, but through it all, long story short, God helped me to navigate through that Vietnam era. And, of course, I've been trusting and believing in God ever since. And last but not least, I just want to say what, as Brother Lorenzo mentioned, what this show means to me. To me, it's a ministry. It's a ministry that can help people, and people can relate to people without trying to be all sophisticated, just down-to-earth people. Dr. Walker, I have a lot of admiration and respect for you because you are a pastor, you're a minister, and you know how to communicate with people. And that's important these days and time, knowing how to communicate with the global audience. So I strive to be on these shows because, as I always say, I've been pastoring over 47 years, but you never learn it all. We can learn from each other. And that's the attitude that I take as I listen to comments that people make on these on the show. You know, it's inspirational to me. And I just pray that God will continue to bless the Blog Talk, the radio show, but especially you, Dr. Walker. You're a great leader. You're highly respected, and people think a lot of you. So I'm going to do all that I can to keep your arms raised up, you know, as Aaron and Hur lifted Moses' arms up, and he always won the battles, you know. So we have a lot of battles ahead. Having these seven countries that you have adopted, Haiti, Jamaica, Mexico, Africa, the Philippines, and the Bahamas. And we're going to do all we can to support you in this great endeavors of helping the less fortunate. Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. God bless you and everyone. And we're going to do all we can to support you in your global efforts. Back to you.
And thank you so much, Pastor Rowe. And thank you so much for that as well, and we appreciate all that you do to carry the mission of God around the world. At this time, we're going to have our first prayer warrior that will be coming in by Sister Carlene Diaz. We're going to open up the phone lines this morning. Those of you all, and the way it's going to go is if you have a special prayer request, press 1. And if you know that you, many of you all are already on here, if you have a special prayer request, she's going to write your name down and write down your request and petition the throne of God for his miracle for your life. I have seen the miracles of life that God has performed, and he's constantly doing that. And Sister Carlene, I want to go on the list, and they've done some ultrasounds on me, and I just want to pray that God gives me a good report when I follow up with the doctor, that he will give me a good report with the results of the ultrasounds that they've done, because the enemy is always trying to come at us when we're doing the will of God. So especially all of us, when we're trying to do the will of God, the enemy is not happy with that. And so, but we just remain faithful and prayed up. And so I'm asking for a good report. And I have faith that God will give that good report, as he has in so many times past. All right, so we have the phone lines open. If you want a special prayer request, you're pressing 1. And Sister Carlene Diaz, right there, let's go ahead now with your prayer request.
Yes, any other prayer requests before we go to the throne of grace?
Yeah, my name is Maria, and I would like you to pray and petition the throne of grace for my diet. I want to have a better diet than what I currently have. Also, my marriage. I would like for God to intervene in my marriage, where my husband and I will come together as one in the faith, and also courage. I'm asking God to give me the courage to change and to trust him more. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, I would like to just have a prayer request for my friend Alfonso. I'm trying to look for him now while I'm in North Carolina. He's living in a tent, and I'm trying to find him so I can get him some help that he needed with some resources I got coming up for him. And I also want you to pray for my other friend named Rich. He had a seizure last Friday. He had gotten back on drugs, and he was in the hospital for like 5 or 6 days. And I want you to have a prayer request for him, too. Thank you.
Okay. Before we pray, I'd like to have a text. So it's taken from James 5:13-16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing a song. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you for another day of life, another day of breath, another day that we can be a witness to your goodness. Thank you for another blessed Sabbath, a time that we can come together. And we want to praise you, Lord, for this platform that you have given us, that we can all come to share your goodness, to pray, to give praise and glory and honor to you, Father. Father, as I lift up the prayer requests before you, Father, as you take note, we're petitioning for our dear brother, Jesse, who is asking for a good report on his ultrasound, Father. We ask you, Lord, that in the background that you will see fit, give him a good report on his result. I ask you, Lord Jesus, for Miss Maria, who is asking for a better diet, dear God, that you would help her to find ways to improve her diet, dear Lord. Lead her to the right people to help her. Help her research in the right books, dear God, to find the best diet that can help her health, dear Lord. She's also asking for prayer for her marriage, dear God. She's asking for intervention for her marriage, dear Lord. Father, you said where two have come together, you would be in their midst, praying for intervention for Miss Maria and her husband, dear God, that they could be one as you are one with the Father. We pray that she'll continue to have change in her life and continue to trust you more. That's her prayer request, dear Lord. And I pray that you continue to help her. And thank you, Lord, for her prayer request. And I pray for Brother Lorenzo, who is trying to find a friend in the tent, dear God. Father, there's so many tents out there. There's so much problems with homelessness out there, dear God. But you know each and every one who seem to be lost, but no one is lost. You said that
no one can be plucked out of your hand, and that also goes for those that we're looking for. So we ask you to please help Lorenzo to find his friend that lives in the tent so that he could continue to minister to him. And also, he also had a friend who had a seizure who's also sick. So we ask in you, dear God, for a praise report on his health, dear Lord. Father, all these prayer requests that are going before you, dear Lord, we pray as your Holy Spirit minister to our hearts, dear Lord, that you may take special notes of these requests that have come forth. And Father, we're also praying for requests that have not been uttered with voice. But Father, you know our hearts, you know their heart, you know what they're yearning for, dear Lord. So we pray at your appointed time that you will grant them their request, dear Lord. I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you once again for your blessed Sabbath day that you've given us, 24 hours to spend with you, 7 days we had for ourselves, but that one day you request of us, dear Lord. Help us to keep it holy. Help us to bless others on this your holy Sabbath day. We ask you all these things, not because we're worthy. We're not worthy of anything, but you're worthy. In your son's precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. We certainly do appreciate God's blessings upon you as well. All right, this time we're going to, as the time is escaping us, we're going to go ahead and have another testimony by Sister Naya. Sister Naya is a woman who's very near and dear to my heart. And, I mean, she's just, God has blessed her beyond measure with so many gifts and talents. And she's going to bring us a powerful testimony this morning. And we're certainly glad to have her. Good morning, Sister Naya.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. My testimony is fairly short, something that I'll never forget. So in 1 week, my life came tumbling down. Everything fell apart in just 7 days. And it's only because of a prayer that I prayed the week prior to all of these things happening. So I remember I prayed a prayer where I asked the Lord if he can increase my faith. And, you know, I've done this before where I've asked the Lord to do very difficult things in my life, and it doesn't even take a day before they start happening. So I felt like I wasn't, allowing the Lord to work as much as he needs to. And I felt like my faith was kind of fading away a little bit. So I needed something to help me to trust him. So in that 1 week, I quit my job, because at that time I found out that I was expecting and I was experiencing a lot of nausea and vomiting, and it was interfering with work, so I had to quit my job. In the same week, my car broke down, and then in the same week, my husband physically assaulted me, so there was a domestic violence dispute. He got arrested and got removed from the home. So here I am without a car, without a job, and I have 3 kids and 1 on the way. I literally didn't know what to do and where to go. And I was so confused because, you know, I can understand it's normal for, you know, you to lose your job. It's normal, you know, maybe the car might be messed up, but it's not normal for me to be physically assaulted. Now, you know me, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So if somebody physically put their hands on me, I take that extremely personal. So that part right there confused me because I'm like, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? Didn't really care too much about losing the husband because marriage is already in trouble anyways. But it hurt me even more when he physically put his hands on me because I'm not that kind of person to, you know, fight and so on and forth. So that all happened. The man showed no sympathy. No one in the church came and checked on me. No one really didn't care what happened to me. There was already issues in the church anyways because of my husband. So there was a lot of blaming, a lot of ungodly things happening within the church. So I didn't really know what to do. So I remember I prayed and I asked the Lord to help me because I don't know what to do. This is the first time that I've ever been in a situation like this where I literally have nothing to provide for my children. And on top of that, in that same week, I forgot to mention, I found out in that same week God had hidden this for me that I owed, well, me and my ex-husband owed $3,000 on our house. So there was bills that were not being paid, there was rent that was not being paid, and I had no clue. So all of this stuff came crumbling down in 1 week. So then I remember praying, and I said, Lord, I need your help. I don't know what to do. And then he sent help in the form of a brother that I haven't spoke to in months. And it was because a while back I opened up a health line, a health conference line where I share health messages and help individuals kind of change their lifestyle and also share spiritual revelations of herbal remedies that may help with their conditions. And there were some women that came to the line, and I immediately connected with these women. And they were wonderful to me. So I remember that week that I needed someone to encourage me. I needed someone to sympathize with me and to help me. Somehow the Lord impressed it in the hearts of these women to stay connected with me in a way that they never had before. So that week and the second week, they were calling me and checking on me, something that someone's, that you know personally, because I didn't know these women. I've never met them in person, but I connected with them really well. They called and checked on me, and they asked me how things were going. I shared what happened to me, and I've never felt so cared and loved before by anyone that has been physically there for me. These women know nothing about me except what I shared on that health line, and they literally, some of them sent money, and it was just amazing. And then the brother that the Lord has sent gave me some advice on what I should do to help to take care of the car situation and to take care of the bills. Not only that, but they also helped me with gas money and so on and forth. And I was so confused because I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking like things are just going to fall on my lap. I didn't realize that God was actually answering my prayer. Sometimes we don't really think on these things, but he was answering my prayer by sending these women to encourage me. Everything that I needed in that week was given to me in that week. So I went ahead and I took the brother's advice, and within a month, everything was taken care of. The car was fixed. I didn't pay a dime. The Lord had people that I didn't even know. There was one person that I called, and I shared my testimony with him, and I said that I'm going through it really hard. I have kids. I have one on the way. I have a house I can't afford. I have a car. I live in a town that is 20 minutes away from the city. So I can't even drive to go get groceries. And obviously there's nobody there to help me. The ex-husband is in jail. And then when he got out, he didn't care. So it was a lot. So this man didn't even know who I was, didn't even ask me what my name is, didn't ask any of those questions. He just said, okay, where do you want me to send the money for the car? And I was shocked. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't even know you, but like, you're willing to help. I know that it's God showing me that he's able to do all these things. So then he did that, and then I called another person, and I shared my testimony, and all these people felt extremely bad because there's kids involved in this. If it was just me, I could probably make it, but I have children involved. So this individual said, okay, the same thing, didn't even ask questions and said, okay, who is your landlord? I told him who my landlord is, and he said, okay, how much do you owe? I hesitated because it was a lot. I owed at least $3,000 on rent that was not paid. And he was like, okay, don't worry about how much you owe. Just give us the name of your landlord and we'll pay that money. And I'm sitting there like so confused. So now I got the car taken care of. I have the house taken care of. But there's one more problem. I'm still broke. I don't have any money. You know, I thank the women that have supported me. You know, they'll send me, you know, enough to last me for like whatever house necessities. So I remember at that time I was thinking about other people. I wasn't really thinking too much on my situation because I was already seeing God working anyways. There was a lady that I called in Nebraska that I haven't met, not met, but I haven't seen in years. Some reason the Spirit put it in my heart to call her. That day that I called her was the day that her husband was having brain surgery, and she was telling me what was going on and so on and forth, and I was just like, you know, trying to encourage her and so on and forth. The next day she calls me, and then she asks me, what's been going on with you? We couldn't talk very much because she had to see her husband. And I told her what happened, and she was like, okay, Sister Naya, I'm going to send you $500. And I'm like, no, that's not the reason why I called you. I didn't call you for you to send me money. I just thought it was very interesting that the Lord put you in my heart at the time your husband was praying for you and encouraged you. She was like, nope, it's been put in my heart to send you $500 and so on and forth. So I started crying on the phone because I was like, you know, I haven't seen you in 5-6 years, nor have I talked to you in 5-6 years. But here you are sending me money. You don't even really know. I only told you like a synopsis of what's going on in my life, and you were nice enough to send me this money. So she sends me this money, and I was able to take care of, you know, house necessities. I was able to take care of my kids' needs. I mean, from that time when all of these things were happening, I did not know that the Lord, he literally knows how. I mean, I knew this. But the way that it happened with me, it was intense because I've never been in this situation before. I've always been, you know, very well taken care of. And, you know, when we go through financial hardship, it's always with someone else. But now it's just me by myself, and I didn't know who to turn to and what to do. But the Lord sent the right people in my life. She sent the two sisters that I met on the health line to encourage me. Then he sent the brother to give me advice, and he also helped me when there were times when I needed gas. I just slightly mentioned it, and then he would just be like, hey, we're going to send you some money for some gas. And then, you know, everything that I needed in all that God had provided for me. So I share this testimony because God has proven his word to be true, that he does care for you, and that literally everything on this earth he owns. It doesn't matter what it is, he owns it. So if you go through someone or you go through an organization, whatever they have, it is God who has put it in their heart to give it to you. So I thought that things were just going to fall on my lap. You know, things were just going to come to me. But I didn't realize that when the Bible says faith without works is dead, it is true. You have to work. You can't just be like sitting in there and say, I have faith the Lord will do this for me. No, you have to do something about it as well. And then he'll meet you on the way, and then he'll provide all that you need. So that is my testimony. As of now, I am doing better. I still don't have a job. I'm going to have my baby in about 2.5 weeks. Me and the father are no longer together, nor have we spoken since the incident has occurred. My children are healthy. We have enough food. The car is working perfectly. The house is fully paid, so I'm caught up with. I have everything that I need. The only thing I don't have is my husband, which I'm okay with. But everything that I lost in that week has been restored to me, and I thank the Lord for that. So that is my testimony. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we will continue to look upon you and bless you, even financially, from our end as well. We will continue to do that. Thank you so very much for that lovely testimony and powerful testimony to show God's love, grace, and mercy upon your life. All right, so we're going to go ahead now and bring in Sister Shannon. Sister Shannon Bright, whose name speaks for itself. She's going to bless us with as our second prayer warrior. So we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a prayer request, please press 1. If you have a prayer request, please press 1, and we will certainly get your prayer request in. She's going to write these down. And she will certainly petition the throne of God for your miracle and your life. And God is still in the working, miracle working business. Good morning, Sister Shannon.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse.
Okay, so if you have a prayer request, and if you have noise in your background during your request afterwards, if you would be so kind to mute your phone so that it does not interfere with the reverence of this service. All right, the lines are open.
Sister Shannon, this is Pastor Castell Rowe, and I would love for you to pray for my brother. I have a younger brother. His name is Michael Campbell. He lives in Salisbury, Maryland, and he was
like Brother Lorenzo, 18-wheeler, one of them long-distance drivers, but he had an accident about a couple years ago, and he hasn't been completely healed. Even right now, he's withering away, and he can't, you know, he doesn't want to eat anything, and he's about to give up. But I would love for you to pray for him with his disabilities and his illness and things that he's going through. And just pray for him. And again, his name is Michael Campbell.
Amen. Is there another?
Good morning.
Good morning, my sister.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and good morning, Pastor Roland, and good morning, Sister Bright, and everyone. Yes, my name is Sister Marjorie. I just would like for you to say a prayer for my children's father. He's away in Africa, and today's his birthday, Kingsley Cross. So just a prayer for him. And for his birthday, that God will keep him safe in Africa. And also for all my family. And all my family and for all my friends. I'm just praying for peace, love, unity in the family. And also for everyone in the world. And thank you. Thanks to that sister who made that powerful test, gave that powerful testimony. And I just want to say God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, I would like for you to pray for all my five children and my two nephews, Jonas and Justin. They're going through a whole lot right now, so I want you to say a special prayer for them, okay? Thank you.
Amen. And I know you did the testimony, my brother, but what's your name again?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, that's right. Thank you. Is there another? Okay, let's go ahead and kneel if you can. And if you can't sit, stand, however God wants us to just pray. So I want to kneel before my Heavenly Father as I petition his throne this morning. Father God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are the God that knows all things, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful that you said that you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. None before you, and there will be none after you, O God. Lord, we are so thankful that we have the privilege to pray. Lord, sometimes when I'm on my knees and I'm crying out to you, I just cry with tears of joy because I know that I am talking to my Father, and I know that and the amazing thing is my sister just gave her testimony. God hears our prayers, Lord. Whether we're on the mountaintop or the valley low, in our deepest, darkest place, God, you hear us, and we are so, so thankful. And none of us on the line take that for granted, God. Lord, you said in your word, we have not because we ask not. You said in your word, where two or more gathered, that you would be there. You said in your word, no good thing will you withhold from your children, God. Lord, we know that every day will not be sunshine and all things will not always be good because we're in a sinful world. But you said in your word that you would never leave us or forsake us. So no matter what we're going through, God, we know that we can come to you and you will hear our prayers. Lord, I lift up Pastor Rowe this morning, Lord. He didn't ask anything for himself, Lord. So first I ask that you bless him, that you keep him, that you cause your face to shine up on him, God. You know the prayers that he prays in his secret place, Lord. I ask that you reward him openly. Lord, he asked for prayer for his younger brother, Michael Campbell, Lord, that was in an accident. Lord, the sad thing is that he's in an accident, but the good thing is that he is still in the land of the living, and we serve a God that restores, that can restore organs and cells, because, Lord, we are wonderfully made by you. Lord, I ask that you increase his appetite. I ask that you restore him to his optimal health, Lord. I ask that he hears your voice. I ask that anything that the enemy is whispering to him, that it shall not prosper, Lord, that he shall live and not die, God. So I ask that you just bless him and keep him, Lord, and restore him, that he will have a testimony to say what you have done, God. Lord, I lift up my sister Marjorie, Lord, who also did not ask for anything for herself specifically, God. But, Lord, we are so thankful, God, that you are a keeper, God, that you have continued to cause your face to shine upon Sister Marjorie, Lord, that you have blessed her. And whenever I hear her voice, I hear the joy of the Lord in her voice, Lord. And for that, I am so thankful, because we are beacons of light, Lord, and that is why we are here. So we just lift your name on high, and I ask that you be with Sister Marjorie's children, Lord, each and every one of them. I ask, and we are thankful for Kingsley Cross to have another birthday, Lord, because we know that every second of life is important. So when we make it to another year, that is indeed a celebration. So I ask that you just continue to bless him. Lord, Sister Marjorie asked for her family to have peace, love, and unity. And I'm going to go further and pray that prayer for Sister Marjorie, but not only for her, for all of us, God, because that is the topic of discussion today, to love, Lord. We are to love each other. And when someone said that we are not even, because we are fleshly beings and we are self-consumed, we can't even love like we should, but we can only love the way that you want us to love and through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, help us all to have peace, love, and unity in our families, in our homes, and in our lives, oh, God. Lord, I ask that you bless Brother Lorenzo. Lord, you have brought him from a mighty long way. Lord, Brother Lorenzo has many testimonies of what you have done in your goodness, Lord, and how you have kept him and restored him. Lord, we know that the enemy is angry because his time is short, so he is doing whatever he can to cause our families to either be depressed situations and just so many things to pray for. So I ask that you be with each and every member of Brother Lorenzo's family, Lord. Continue to guide him safely. Put a hedge of protection over him as he rides up and down the road in a truck, Lord, because I know my husband also is a driver for UPS, and those trucks, they can't stop instantly, and people just, they're driving crazy and everything. So, Lord, I just thank you for his continued hedge of protection that you're going to put around him, oh, God. And, Lord, each and every one of his children. Lord, he didn't name them specifically, Lord, but you know them all. You know the number of hairs on their head, Lord. And, Lord, you know everything about them. You said in your word while we were yet in the womb that you knew us, God. So I ask that not only that you protect and be with Brother Lorenzo's children, but all of our children, Lord, because we know the devil. The word says he comes to sift them as wheat. So, Lord, protect them and bless our Dr. Walker, Lord, that is diligent about just gathering us together and talking about your word and just keeping our eyes on you, oh, God. So bless this mighty man of God, Lord. Bless his health and his wealth. Bless his coming ins and his going out. And that's the prayer that I pray for each and every one of us on this line. And bless for the people in Turkey that have gone through this major earthquake. And Lord, as I was having a conversation with you, Lord, I was saying nothing like that has happened to us yet. But Lord, when it does, Lord, give us the strength to endure, because the word says that nothing under the sun is new, Lord. So we don't know what's coming. But Lord, we trust you. We love you. We honor you. You are a good God, and your mercy endure forever and ever. And, Lord, anything I have forgotten, I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit that is not only interceding for me right now, but constantly interceding for all of us, even when we're not praying, Lord. That's our permanent prayer partner. So we just thank you, thank you, thank you that you are a God that does all things well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Shannon Bright, for always giving us such a powerful prayer. We thank you. God continue to bless you each and every day. We thank you. This time we're going to go ahead, and as the time is escaping us, we're going to bring in Sister Christine Washington Sanders, who will give us a testimony this morning. We're waiting for her to press 1 on her dial, and she will be bringing a testimony this morning about God's grace and blessings that he has bestowed upon her life. Good morning, Sister Christine. It's nice to have you on our program this morning.
Yes, good morning. And to God be the glory, great things he has done for each one of us that are on the line this morning. He woke us all up this morning, so we give him all the honor and the praise for that, because as we lay down at night, it's no guarantee that we're going to wake up to see another day. So we have to give him all that praise. First, I want to start off with, we'll continue to keep that sister in prayer who was going through some difficulties in life, but God saw her through. And we all have gone through difficulties in life. And you know what? But I praise God for the difficulties that I've gone through in my life, because of, as a result of those trials and tribulations that I've gone through, that in his word he says he will never leave us nor will he forsake us. So sometimes in life, we don't know why we have to go through certain things, but you know what? We could rest assured God is right there with us. And just briefly, a testimony, one that I could think of at the moment, and I have many, but during the month of January, we trying to sell a house, and, you know, we've been getting things renovated and everything over there. And then come to think of it, the heat went out over there. And I'm like, Lord, I had met with some technicians, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't need this, not right now, because I already had quite a bit of money doing other things that were needed to sell the house. So numerous technicians had come, and it was about time for a new heating unit, central air unit, to be put in, because I had had numerous repairs done on that, and the house is 20 years old. So God impressed it, a friend of mine told me about a guy that does heating units. And, of course, if you ever had to have a heating unit, they could run even from $8,000 to $10,000. But I found a guy that was willing to work with us, and he only charged a little bit over $5,000, and it's for a brand-new unit, a 3.5-ton. And at first, when I went over there and met with him, I had never seen him met with him. You know, I got a little bit discouraged, and I sat in, it's a chair over there, I sat in this chair, and I just started crying, and I'm like, Lord. And then on top of that, where I actually live, the heater, I mean, not the heater, but the water heater started acting up. So I'm like, boy, like they all, the saying goes, when it rains, it pours. So I'm like, hey, now we need a water heater at where we live at, and an air conditioner over there. But God put people in our path that will be not charge a whole lot of money. And all I can tell people is it pays to serve the Lord, because he has your back in every given situation. When you pray to him, and that, like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And he knows our needs before we ask. So we were able to get the water heater put in without a ridiculous, someone charging a ridiculous price to do that, and also able to get a brand new unit over at the other house that we're trying to sell. So I praise God for that. And sometimes it's the little things that we might think that it doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter what it is in life. And then this week, surgery on ingrown toenail. So I thank God for allowing me to go through that pain. The worst pain, if you've ever had to have it, is the needle, which the nurse did tell me. But it is coming along. I'll see the doctor again next week. And one more short little testimony. I praise God for my husband, because my brother is living with me who has a stroke, and he's not able to do a lot. But my husband is faithfully putting him in the chair basically almost every day. And we're talking about lifting him, because he's not, it's not like he's pivoting, which he could pivot. But my husband is just persistent on putting him in the chair every day, so that he could just, you know, get up and sit in the chair instead of laying in the hospital bed. And my husband left out, the therapist was coming, and my husband had asked the therapist, say, hey, I have to leave out, and can you put him back in the chair? And that was the same day I had my surgery on my foot. So when I came home about 1:30, my brother was on the floor, and I'm like, the therapist didn't put you back in the chair before he left? Because my husband had already asked him, told him he was leaving. And He said, I asked him to put me back in the chair, and he said he couldn't. So I'm like, what you mean he couldn't? So, but I praise God that my brother had, and so I had to call my husband immediately to come home and put him back in the bed. Well, no, the therapist was supposed to put him back in the bed. He was already in the chair. But I called my husband, and he came home immediately and put him back in the chair. I mean, back in the bed. But I praise God that my brother didn't have any, you know, nothing was wrong with him. He slid, we don't know how he slid out of the recliner that he was sitting in, but he had no injuries from what I could see. I didn't call no paramedics or anything like that, but I don't think he was in any pain because he hasn't experienced anything yet, and that was even as of Tuesday. But I thank God for my husband being here to be able to assist with him and also even seem like with me lately because I've been having some joint pain. But, you know, praise God because I'm not claiming arthritis, but it does run in the family. But, hey, it's always somebody worse off than us. So I give God the praise today for just who he is and what he has done in my life. So just continue to pray for my family as I continue to pray for you all. And you all have a blessed and happy Sabbath.
Amen, Sister Christine. Amen. Those are blessings that God has given you as he gives all of us blessings. And to get a new unit, for $5,000 is you
yes.
are grateful. I talked with someone recently. The latter part of last week. She had to pay over $21,000 for a unit. And 35 years ago in my home, the unit cost me $5,000. 35 years ago, $5,000 for a brand new AC unit. And I just thought that was $100,000, and I had to have it financed 35 years ago. So fast forwarding 35 years later, and you're getting it for $5,000. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
And I love what you said. Yeah. It pays to serve God. It pays to serve
yeah,
God. And it's interesting how you say just a little over $5,000, and that is amazing that God has obviously
yeah.
put you in a position that you can even take care of that. So it is, he does bless us. He does bless us beyond measure, especially when we do so much for others. And I know, in fact, how much you do for other people in your own ministry. And God is grateful for that. And the message to all of us out here, if you really want to see a lot more blessings in your life, then, just like Sister Christine just said here, you know, sometimes we think that we're so bad off. But she was even giving thanks for the pain that she's going through because it's through these
mm-hmm.
pains. Sometimes our misery becomes our ministry. And mm-hmm. I want to just charge all of us out here, if you really, really, genuinely, but it has to be genuine because God knows your heart. If you really
oh,
want
yes.
the miraculous blessings of God, take it outside of yourself and start doing
mm-hmm.
things, have that relationship with God and then that
mm-hmm.
relationship with humanity. And I can guarantee you that your life will change overnight. The more you start to do, see, only what you do for Christ will last. And let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
your greatest blessings will come when you have that relationship with God and that relationship with humanity. When you're taking it outside of yourself, oh, it's I call it the I-me syndrome. It's about what I can do. It's about me and mine. No, if you take it beyond that and you want to do for others, doing something just to help somebody else, and practice this every day, especially for 21 days, they say it takes that long for a habit to take into place, to manifest. And this will become a habit of yours. And Pastor Rose said it earlier, you know, I'm very compassionate. Sister Shannon said it earlier also, I'm very compassionate about my love for God and my love for humanity. I guarantee you all, if you didn't get anything else out of this show today, don't make it about yourself. Just take this one tidbit. Don't make it about yourself or stop making it about yourself. You know, stop looking in the mirror as, you know, whether I'm looking good or this or that, but think about other people. And I guarantee you, your life will change for the better. you know, I don't want to get into preaching now because I can certainly do some of that. But we're going to go, and thank you again, Sister Christine, for that lovely, that thought that ministered to my heart, and I'm sure it has to other people as well. We're going to go with our final prayer warrior, which will be followed by the introduction of the speaker, which I'll give a brief introduction, and then we'll have Sister, I believe it's Sister Pam or Sister Pat, that will be singing the song of meditation. Then that will be followed by the word of the day, bringing to us, or brought to us by Pastor Ben Floyd. All right, we're going to go now with our final prayer warrior. We're going to bring in Sister Neela Lewis, a woman of faith, a woman of prayer. There's so much that we can say about her. We just wait for her to press one on her dial. I've not seen her in the queue. And then we'll have, she's going to give us that, she's going to be our final prayer warrior. Sister Neela, perhaps she's on another line. Sister Neela, are you there? All right, let's see here. Okay, there we have her. Okay. All right, here we have her now. Thank you. Sister Neela Lewis, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Good morning. Happy Praise Sabbath. God. All right, so as always, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a special prayer request, press 1 on your dial, and we're going to certainly bring you in as we're opening up the lines now. And then, if, of course, if you have any noise in your background, like a dog barking or anything of that nature, or a child crying or screaming, which they do, and that's not to be offensive in saying that, because God's given them the lungs to draw your attention. But just mute yourself afterwards. You give your prayer request. The lines are open now.
Praise the Lord. Bring your prayer request in. Make it known unto the Lord.
Okay, we're praying for the speaker of the hour today, Pastor Floyd, that he will bring us a powerful word on operating in the spirit of love. Pastor Floyd, Sister Neely.
Praise God. Is there a prayer request?
Yes. I have a prayer request. This is Sister Hyacinth for my job, for the deliverance on my job.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
I'd like to, for myself and for the salvation of my children, grandchildren, and my daughters-in-law.
Salvation of children and grandchildren. Sound like mine. Hallelujah. Mm. What's your name, please?
I'm Pam.
Sister Pam. Okay. Okay. Next.
Yeah, hi, Sister Lewis. Thank you so much for introducing me to this prayer line. I would like for you to pray for my adult children and also for my grandchildren and also just for my health. I've been struggling. I had the flu, been struggling with it for like about 4 months. It has now weaned down as really minimum, but I still, you know, have some types of signs showing. So I'm just asking God for healing. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Maria.
Yes. Hi, my name is Tyrone Sanders, and I'm praying for my children and my family here, and I'm waiting for Brother Lorenzo to let me know when he's coming to Raleigh.
Yes.
He is here? Okay, thank you. And at the same time, I'm praying for my son who's incarcerated for his soon release.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello. I would like for you to pray for all my grandchildren and also the mother of my children. She's been had a little bout with her sinuses, so I want to say a special prayer for her too.
Mhm. What's your name, please?
Lorenzo.
Oh, Brother Lorenzo. Okay.
Thank you.
Hi. Can you please pray for Sophia? She needs an apartment. She's living in a two-bedroom but cannot afford it anymore.
Mm.
Her name is Sophia.
Hallelujah. Okay. We will go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. The Lord says, is anything too hard for the Lord? No. No. God opened the Red Sea. It's the same God. He hasn't changed. He gave Abram and his wife a child when Sarah was 90 years old. Her womb was shut up, but God opened it. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. So this morning, let us come to the throne room. I have a request. My request is that my husband and I, we came from Texas, and we are now in Orlando, Florida, to celebrate my brother's 93rd with him. And we are here, and we need to go to Palm Bay, where my nephew that I'm staying with right now is going to take me. But when I go to Palm Bay, I need to go see my husband's brother, whose wife passed away, and we don't know how we're going to reach there. We don't know where to take, because we don't know east or west or north or south. But we pray that God is going to open up the way that we're going to find my brother-in-law. And we can spend some time with him to encourage him in the Lord and to teach him the way of salvation and light. He thinks he found Jesus. I know he does. But there is a light that shined higher and higher unto the perfect day. He's not keeping God's Sabbath. And God's Sabbath is to be kept holy, because that's what he says. And so we're going to present him and with this message. And God is going to find us a way to go there. So let's go to God in prayer. And there's a little dog here. There's a little dog here named Sophia. This little dog has asthma, has heart problem, but he's a sweet dog. He jumped up on me yesterday when I came here. And I'm afraid of dogs, but he's a little puppy. Sweet, sweet, sweet. And so he's having problem. I hear him all night, last night, groaning and moaning. So let us go to God in prayer. Even the dogs, he loves. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So this morning, Father, we come to your throne room. Yes, Jesus, you said, come in. Come into my throne room. Come into my throne room. Come. Do not come with any doubt. Do not come with any doubt. Come into my throne room. Come. Come sit at my table. Get up off the floor and stop eating the crumbs. And come and sit with me. Sit with me on my table, and I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed you, and you're going to eat until you want no more. Hallelujah, this morning. And so we come, merciful Father, Holy Ghost, please purge in mourning and groaning for us. Please enter the throne room with us. And as we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, I see Jesus standing up. He was sitting down, and he's standing up with his nail-pierced hands. Oh, praise be to God. And our Holy Father says, who are those? Who are those? Who are those? And our heavenly, wonderful Jesus, the Lamb of God, he says, these are they whom you have given unto me. Oh, mighty God, plead the blood of Jesus this morning, Jesus. Shed your blood again, again, again in our hearts. We come for a new heart, Jesus. We come for a new heart. Your more hearts are dirty, evil, wicked, and we want a new heart. So could you please do some transformation? Give us a new heart and give us a new mind. Let us not leave this prayer line. Let us not leave this show the same way we came. We want to be cleansed. And so we lift up our dear Pastor Floyd before you as he preached the word, hiding behind the cross, helping not to speak nothing of himself, but he will lift up Jesus. Lift up Jesus, he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So let him lift up Jesus Christ. I want
put in your hands this morning, Sister Hyacinth. Lord Jesus, she has been suffering under the hands of her workplace. You know them, Lord. You know human resources, whoever they are, nurse manager, whoever they are, you know them, Lord. We don't have to even point them out to you, know. And so in the name of Jesus, give her victory, God. And most of all, give her peace. Peace in this time of storm. Help her to realize that as she goes through her crucible, Jesus Christ is in the crucible with her, because he's the one who is performing the work. And he will not stop until he sees his image, his wonderful image in her, because these trials and tribulations are God's workmen to fit us and to prepare us for heaven, because very soon, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King, and we must see Jesus in all his beauty, and we must come up, come up. Jesus is calling us this morning to come up higher, come up higher in Jesus. And so we pray, Lord, that you will give her deliverance, be her lawyer, as you have done in the past. Be with her, help her not to fail or give up, but to hold on to Jesus. And so we pray for the salvation of the children of Sister Pam. Oh, praise be to God. We all praying for the salvation and deliverance of our children and grandchildren. So be with Sister Pam as she shows her children and grandchildren the way, because they're looking on. And so as they see Jesus Christ in us, oh, that will draw them with the cords of love, Jesus. Draw them with the cords of love. And so, Sister Maria, Lord, I haven't heard from Sister Maria for a long time, but Lord, thank you, Jesus. She's still in the land of the living. And oh, praise be to God. The old dragon is pulling her back and forth and wants to take away her health. But God, you are a restorer. You are the restorer, God. So restore her health in the name of Jesus and give her the strength to go through. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch those lungs. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and give her victory in Jesus. And all that she's going through, may you give her peace. May you give her joy only found in Jesus Christ. So Brother Tyrone with Sanders, he's praying for his children. And Lord, he didn't even know that Brother Lorenzo was on the line. He was praying for Brother Lorenzo. And so, Father, as we send up our petition to you this morning, bless Brother Tyrone. And he's praying for his son who is incarcerated. Lord Jesus, I know you don't want to let him out until he's converted. Send somebody in the prison, God. Send somebody in the prison. Give him a Bible. Give him some wonderful text so that he can read and so that he will turn his heart over to Jesus. And when he comes out, he'll be a different person, different, and he's walking with Jesus. So, Lord, soon and very soon, he wants him to be released. So in your name, in your precious name, we pray, God. We pray for Brother Lorenzo wants to pray for his children and grandchildren and mother of his children who has sinusitis. Bless them. Touch them with your powerful hand. You are the healer, God. And so healer, God. Healer, God. Do what you can do, because you can do everything. Nothing is impossible for you. And so Sister Sophia needs an apartment. She wants somewhere to live. And I know, Lord Jesus, that you have cattle upon 1,000 hills. 1,000 hills. And so as we come this morning asking you just for a tiny bit, I pray, Lord, that you will be with Sister Sophia and bless her so that she can get some accommodation where she can live and she can preach. She can tell others about your soon coming. And this little Sophia, little puppy here, she's crying out, Father. Please, Jesus, I thought I brought my little, I heard to leave, I would give him or give her, but I've searched my bag and it's not there. Well, Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that maybe I rub some Vicks so he can breathe better. In the mighty name of Jesus, you care for the dogs. You are their creator. And so I pray that you will touch him, God, and help him that his pain will be lessened. We pray for the people over there in Ukraine and all the different places that have this terrible earthquake that killed over 20,000. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, the servant of the Lord says all these things will happen in quick succession, different places, diverse places. And so we must look up for our redemption right now. Help us to search our lives and see if we are in their condition and we are gone now, gone. Would we be able to look into your face when you come?
Amen.
So bless us in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Praise be to God. And bless your man servant, Dr. Jesse. In Jesus' worthy name, amen and amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lewis, as always, for such a powerful prayer. As time is escaping us, we're going to go ahead with the introduction of our speaker this morning. Our speaker of the hour comes from a very loving family. He's a man with a very happy spirit. He's a man with a very warm smile. His character and personality traits he has that draws others to him. He's a regular co-host and supporter of all of my programs and shows. You can also hear him on the Thursday night show and the Friday night show and every other Saturday show oftentimes. He's a man whom God has blessed in so many ways. You may be driving on the highway and notice a billboard with the man with the perfect smile. That's him in his career as a model in commercial advertising. After the Song of Meditation by Sister Pam or Sister Pat, the next voice you will hear is the faithful manservant of God with a powerful, inspiring, brief word, Pastor Ben Floyd. Hear ye him.
And crucified, yet you pray to the Father to forgive us. He brought you pain time and again. Do you lay down your life because you loved us? I was guilty then. Here I am again. Against you only have I sinned. Change me now. Never let my heart grow cold. Change me somehow. Purify this needy soul. Look into my heart. Tell me what to see. Cleanse me when you find any wicked way in me. With your tender touch, I need you so much. To change me now. See, I've sown the deeds I've done. By the power of your blood, please remove them. Restore my joy. I need you, Lord. I need more of your love so you can use me. Will you search my heart
with your holy love. Take every wrong and make it right. Lord, hear my cry. Please save me now. Never let my heart grow cold. Change me somehow. Purify this needy soul. Will you look into my heart? Tell me what you see. Bless me when you find any wicked way in me. In this very hour, fill me with your power. I want to be so close to you, Jesus, that nothing stands between us. With your tender, what I need is so much to change my life.
Good morning, Saints. I wanted to start off with a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to your children, Father God. We are only vessels that's being allowed to pour into them that which you have already deposited into us. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me going forward. Delete anything that's an evidence of being. Let me die to self and let your will and your will only be presented out this lips and these mouths and from this heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This morning I'm speaking on operational love. And not only am I speaking on operational love, I'm speaking on how to operate in love and how to respond in love. And so by doing that, I first like to start off with 1 Corinthians 1. And it talks about love. It states, if we speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clinking cymbal. And if we have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Let's talk a few minutes this morning about operating in love. The first way to start off this is by defining how God sees love. God says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endureth all things. Love never ends. Let me start there. Let's talk about operation in love. What is operational love? Operational love is basically a way in which we live our lives on a daily basis, but we have surrendered our lives to God, and we're allowing his love to him. Because if we allow him, Christ, to be inside of us, the love of Christ that is in him operates out of us. The things that we call joy, happiness, peace, all these wonderful things, they exist because Christ exists in us. The word tells us that we have the mind of Christ. And so we have the mind of Christ. Those things have already been deposited into us because he's already given us everything we know. When we talk about love, we can talk about love from any aspect of life. Even a child understands and responds to love. But as we get older, it seems as though we change our directional attitude about love. we make love as if it's a simple app on our phone when we just hit it up and boom, it pops up. Oh, here's love. Or we're in a situation where we don't want to use love anymore. We just simply turn the app off. Boop. Now I'm operating my own will in my own way. Let's talk about that. In operational love, there are two sides. There's a side that I'm walking in, love, peace, joy, kindness, long-suffering. Then there's the other side that I respond to and in. This is when we get things messed up, the response. We could say, oh, I love you, I love this, I love everyone, I'm kind, I'm all these things. But what happens when we're challenged? What happens when someone comes and says something that we don't like? Then all of a sudden, we seem to fall into that category of, wait a minute, I got to defend myself. All right, love, I know what you're telling me I'm supposed to do and what I'm supposed to respond to and how I'm supposed to respond to, but I'm not going to let anybody talk to me and put me down and say anything to me. I'm going to do what I want to do. So, love, guess what? Hold up for a minute. You stay over there in your place. I'm going to now go over and I'm going to operate in my place. I'm not going to let them do and say anything to me. I just read you 1 Corinthians 13. And I just gave you what love is. I also gave you some of the things that love is not. When we have our own response, and it's not a response in love, then what we are doing is we're operating in the other side of love. Love suffers long. That's a response. And it's kind. Love does not respond in envy. That's a response. Love does not produce itself or get all puffed up. That's a response. Because on the other side of love, love does not behave rudely. This is the other side of love. Because what I'm walking in, it's not going to allow me to act a certain way. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. How do I know when I'm operating in love? It is just like anything else we learn in life. We have to start off like a child, slowly digesting and learning. We have to practice it on a daily basis. We have to learn how to look in the mirror and see, oh, yeah, I look okay. I appear to be fine. Yeah, everything about me. Lord, you know I'm a good person. I do everything you ask me to do. But that one moment when you get pricked just a little bit, we throw away everything that we just did in the mirror. We need to get back to the mirror and have a heart check. See, you can have a heart check in the mirror because the Holy Spirit is sitting there talking to you in the mirror, and he will reveal to you everything that you need, everything that you don't have. And in his revealing, he's allowing you, because if you have the mind of Christ, you now see yourself differently in the mirror, because he is now allowing you to make the necessary change for you to not only operate in love, but for you to learn how to respond in love. If I'm not doing that, I now have to take whatever evil or whatever perverted thing or whatever negativity that is now being presented in front of me, and I have to do something with that. Here's that wonderful word. I have to cover it. I have to cover wrongdoing. I have to cover me not responding in the wrong way. And see, that's what we don't want to do. Because like I said earlier, we want to respond because that's what we want to operate in. We don't want to operate on the other side, which is in love and responding in love. And that's where most of our issues come into place. When you start saying and telling me I can't do certain things because I'm walking in love, that is to preserve us in that which God is. God is love. And because he is love, my response should be in love. And if my response is in love, then everything about my existence and my being is a representation of God's love in my life. Now, when we're going through life and we know that we are operating in love and we know we're supposed to respond in love, we don't want to have the childlike syndrome that says, oh, I know what love is. Yes, I understand love. But then the moment someone does something we don't like, we go into our childish ways. Oh, I'm going to take my bat and go home. Oh, I don't want to deal with you. Oh, I quit. I don't want to be. That is something that why God addressed. He said, when I was a child, I begin to speak as a child. But when I become an adult and a male, when I become into the understanding of who I am, I put away childish things, which means I don't need to put away, I mean, I don't need to respond in the negativity of what a child does. A child responds that way because he doesn't know better. He hasn't come into the fullness of who he is. But we as adults, we understand it because we are now maturing into the fullness of who we are. A lot of us like to say, I'm not there yet. I disagree. Because everything that you need was already deposited in you. So how can you make a response? You're not there yet. When God gave you from the beginning, he said, I have deposited everything that you need in this life. We just don't access it. That's like most things in our lives, even our blessings. A lot of times we have these amazing blessings on us, but because we've allowed ourselves to mismanage it, misunderstand it, or have little or lack of faith, God has now, what he's done is pull back the access that we have in the blessings. And so we can no longer access that blessing. It's the same thing in operating in love. When we tell God, oh, no, God, I'm going to put this over here. I'm going to tell him what's on my mind. I'm going to speak my heart. I'm going to do this. We are no longer accessing the blessing of love that God has given to us. And if we do it often enough, he will allow that to be withdrawn from us so that we'll start doing things like planting seeds of anger, seeds of rudeness, seeds of discord. And guess what those seeds do? A seed only knows how to do one thing. It grows. And so now our responses are from seeds that we have planted. And in these last days, seeds don't grow at a slow developing rate. Seeds now pop up instantaneously. So if you say something in anger to somebody, guess what you're going to get? Anger in response. If you say and curse somebody out, guess what you're going to get? Curse back out. If you are rude to somebody, guess what you're going to get? Rudeness in return, because a lot of people don't have that loving spirit because of what I talked about earlier. They've learned to practice how to put love away and operate in their own way. And so therefore, they're not able to receive love the way God intended it. So they respond not in love, but they respond in self. And you know, when a man thinketh highly of himself, it leads to degradation and destruction. Let's get back to love, because love is so important. A lot of my situations I've ever ran to that were what I would consider detrimental to who I am as a person is that people ask me, why are you always so happy? And why do you always have a smile on your face? And why do you just seem like life doesn't seem to be concerned with the things of this world? Well, those are all the things that God gave us. He gave us the ability to see what he wants us to see, no matter what is going on around me, whatever's happening in front of me, what's on the side of me, on the left side of me, on behind me. God has already given us a perfect blueprint of what we are supposed to walk in. That's why he said, I've given you a lamp to your feet. That means to see what's coming. And therefore, if we're operating in love, even though things are coming, I still count it all as joy. Even though negative things may occur, death, sorrow, despair, loss, I still count it all as joy because God said rejoice in everything. That is the blueprint of love because remember, God is love. And the only way we miss the blueprint of love is if we don't follow the instructions that has been given to us or if we misread the blueprint, then we misread what love is all about. So I'm thankful today to be able to speak to you on love. We have to just remember one simple and basic thing. God loves us so much that he gave us the ultimate sacrifice. He gave us an ultimate sacrifice of love. And so because he's given us the ultimate sacrifice, who are we who have already been deposited with love to not return that back to him and to those that he has made? God sees all of us as the apple of his eye. It doesn't matter what our situation is, good, bad, ugly, because as long as we have breath and as long as we can look up and say, Lord, I need you. Father, I acknowledge you. Father, I know that you are there and you hear me out of love, not out of what happened, what we've done, not out of our iniquities, but God responds back in kindness with love, with joy, with peace. So this morning, saints, we should give God a praise for love. We should give God a rejoice for love. We should be so loving and kind to each other that even as a friend, if I do something wrong to you, because you love me, you'll come to me as a friend and say, brother, you did something wrong to me, but because I love you, I'm going to forgive you anyway and move on past that because I don't want to lose my connection with God and I don't want to lose my access to love. I want to move forward because our goal is heaven. But while we're here on earth, we should love one another. Thank you and have a great morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Floyd, for such a powerful word about operating in the spirit of love. We certainly thank you for taking time out this morning to bless our hearts with that word from above. Special thanks also to all of our participants this morning for getting up early and welcoming God's precious day and holy day this morning to participate on today's program. I'd like you to go ahead and mark your calendars for our International Divine Intervention Day program. It's going to be February 25th. It's 2 weeks from today. We do these Saturday programs every 2 weeks. So I'd like you to mark your calendar for put an alarm reminder for the time, 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, a.m. That's February 25th and 2 weeks from today. If you desire to participate on the program or any of these programs, the Thursday, Friday program as well, if you desire to participate, please contact any staff or volunteer. You can contact Ms. Woodbury, Sister Evans, Sister Henry, Principal LeBron, Sister Neela Lewis, Sister Marjorie Cross, even Pastor Rowe. Or you may also even contact me directly. You may contact me directly as well. And also this week, I want you to purpose in your mind and purpose in your heart to spread agape love. Spread agape love to someone out there besides yourself. Spread that agape love this week. I charge all of you all to just wear a smile, as Pastor Floyd told us, because people ask him all the time, why does he smile so much? Why does he walk around like, and I'm paraphrasing here, the cares of the world don't exist, because he's learned to obviously trust God with his life. And he's a man after my own heart because I do the same thing. Because when you can trust God and give it to him, then that just may not take away all of your concerns about the problems that we may encounter, but it will certainly minimize them, and that's what it's done for me. It takes a lot of stress off when you say, well, God, this isn't mine. You created it. You allowed it or you caused it or in a good way for my growth. So, God, I'm going to trust you where I can't trace you. And, Lord, I'm going to rejoice in my trusting you. I'm going to rejoice no matter what my situation, no matter what my circumstances. I'm going to trust and enjoy you because I know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And as he said in his message, God loves us because at the end of the day, God is love. So I charge all of you all to purpose in your mind, purpose in your heart, to spread agape love this week and get into the habit of doing that. You know, we're out of time now. We're going to go ahead and give the benediction to the only wise and gracious God that we know. Lord, we come now and we thank you for the blessings of the day, the blessings of this program. Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice, I pray that you will present a miracle to them this day, Lord, and let them receive this into their spirit, and it will, as it will be manifested throughout this week. And those, Lord, who have asked for special prayer for healing, for certain components, there's been a prayer request that came in from Sister Naya who wants to be in touch with these individuals because she has a gift from God through her spirit of discernment that she can help other people as she's being blessed also. So for that information, if you want to reach out to any of the staff or me directly where you had that special prayer for healing, Sister Naya has made that request that she would love to be able to use the gifts that God has given to her to reach out to these people. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this day, Lord, as we conclude this program. To God be the glory, the honor, and the praise. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. This concludes our program. A wonderful Sabbath. Have a wonderful day. Shalom, everybody. Happy Sabbath.
Have a good day, everyone. Thank you all for every testimony and everything. God bless you all. Thank you for your prayers, Sister Bright. And God bless you all. Have a happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Keep safe and keep well. Thank you.
You see, Sister Marjorie?
Yeah, you too, Sister Lois. God bless you and everyone. God bless you to Pastor Rowe. And God bless Dr. Walker and everybody. God bless everyone on the line. Thank you. And thank you, Pastor Ben, for that powerful message.